Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we break down the last week of nonsense around the impeachment hearings to try to impeach a duly elected president of the United States. We got all the analysis, the facts around it, and we're going to tell it to you straight. It's a great show. Buckle up, and we got a big week planned for you. Before we go any further, please give us those five-star ratings. Type in the Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Leave a review and give us a five-star rating. Get your friend to do the same. This is Charlie Kirk, host of the Charlie Kirk Show, your home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking. Buckle up here. We go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. What's up, everybody? We got a real exciting show for you. There is so much going on in the news cycle. We wanted to make sure you started your week with a good recap of the circus that happened last week. Look, the Democrats, they finally moved out of the Capitol basement. I'm not going to make any basement jokes, but it seems as if they moved out of the basement last week with their first three rounds of public testimony, and there's just been a lot of confusion as to what exactly Democrats are getting at with this sham. Who is involved? What are they even accusing the president of doing? What crimes or impeachable offenses has he committed, and where do any of these cherry-picked House Democrat star witnesses fit into that? Look, I just want to start this show off by saying this is really confusing stuff. I was making the joke to our team here at the Charlie Kirk Show. This kind of feels like the Murder on the Orient Express, where you have all these random people caught up into something way broader and bigger than anything they were ever prepared for. I even have a little bit difficulty at times keeping all these names straight, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that, because these are a bunch of deep state bureaucrats that see determined to try to act as if they're witnesses when in reality they are not. And can we even call these people witnesses? Don't you have, in order to be a witness, don't you actually have to see something or hear something, not just hear about hearing something and have secondhand information? Look, we're going to break all this down, and we'll start by identifying the key players. This is so important. So in this little last week of extravaganza, if you will, we have Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. We have Ambassador Bill Taylor and former Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. So these are kind of the big players that testified in front of Congress. Remember, this is all part of the growing impeachment inquiry into the President of the United States, allegedly because of his July phone call with President Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine. Just when you thought all the Russia hoax news was over, now we are getting more information about Ukraine than I think any of us would ever want to get. And so we have all these characters. They're all playing somewhat of a vital and critical role in trying to push forward this impeachment. And this is all being run by the dishonest hack himself, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is running the entire thing. So we're going to dive deep into it. We're going to give you exclusive insight, and you are going to start your week right, knowing exactly where things stand or they don't stand. You're going to get the news directly as it is with no spin. But first, I want to tell you about something very exciting. It's called Grove Collaborative. It's an online marketplace that delivers natural cleaning, beauty, and personal care products directly to your door. Grove makes finding healthy, affordable, and effective products easy and convenient. Did you know over 500,000, it's amazing, 500,000 American households shop Grove for their healthy home essentials. Everything that they carry is safer for you, better for the planet, and it really works. Look, we know you're busy. That's why Grove delivers what you need on your schedule. So at Turning Point USA, it's very simple. It delivers the cleaning products that you might need directly to our office. They refill the orders, and you'll never have to worry about running out of your everyday essentials. And so look, at Turning Point, we have a very big office in Phoenix, and we have lots of needs, and it's all customizable. Our team absolutely loves it. So basically, here's how it works. You go to grove.co, that's grove.co. You get a personalized kit of cleaning supplies that's non-toxic, healthy, plant-based. And look, there's all these sorts of things going around of products that might hurt you. You can rest assured that Grove Collaborative's products are good
for you. There's nothing wrong with them, and they do a great job. I mean, our team absolutely raves about them. So everything that they carry is safer for you, better for the planet, and it really works. The site is so easy to use. They offer recurring shipments. I've went through the site, and it was really impressive. It was very easy. Join over 500,000 families who trust Grove Collaborative to make their homes happier and healthier. Plus, shipping is fast and free on your first order. So here's what you do. You go to grove.co/Kirk, grove.co/Kirk. If it's good enough for Turning Point USA, it's good enough for you. So you go to grove.co/Kirk. You will get a free five-piece gift set from Mrs. Myers and festive holiday scents like peppermint or Iowa pine. So right now, go to grove.co/Kirk. You won't regret it. Fill it out right now. You guys will get non-toxic, healthy, environmentally friendly ways to make sure your house or office stays clean. Go to grove.co/Kirk. That's grove.co/Kirk. All right, so back to the murder on the Orient Express. I'm half kidding, of course. So remember, our characters are Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, Ambassador Bill Taylor, and former Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. And so basically on Wednesday, a Deputy Assistant Secretary in the European and Eurasian Bureau at the State Department, George Kent, testified alongside Acting Ukrainian Ambassador Bill Taylor. So you might have saw this testimony. It was a really good lullaby. It kind of put anyone who watched it asleep. There was really no there. It was somewhat uneventful. So Kent basically testified, if you missed it, and I hope you did miss it because you were probably a happier human being, but he basically testified that he believed that Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York and personal attorney to the President of the United States, was going through irregular channels and was part of a, quote, campaign of slander that led to the president firing Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. So let's stop right there. The whole firing of Marie Yovanovitch is kind of part of the crux of this whole impeachment hysteria. So let me make it perfectly clear. The President of the United States is allowed to appoint, fire, do whatever he wants to any ambassadors at any time. In fact, President Obama cleaned house of George W. Bush ambassadors right upon becoming president. So Marie Yovanovitch has been alleged to be anti-Trump. She denies all these claims. These are deep state bureaucrats. I mean, typically, ambassadorships are given to experienced business people, sometimes donors to campaigns, or people that are loyal to the president. Marie Yovanovitch does not seem as if she's very loyal to the President of the United States. And you might be thinking, well, what does that matter? We have seen within this White House and within the government people undercutting this president and this administration, writing anonymous articles claiming things that are not true, now writing an anonymous book saying that we are the deep state trying to protect America against this president. So in a critical region of the world such as Ukraine, the least that we can ask is that there is an ambassador to that country that actually is loyal to the president's aims and objectives and goals. And before I even dive further into how Kent was not even on the phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, this is all about these deep state permanent war bureaucrats. That's right. These are permanent war bureaucrats that were perfectly fine with continuing the status quo of the Bush-Obama foreign policy occupation overseas. They are critical, not of Trump's style. They hate Trump's style. They're not critical of Trump's tweets. They hate his tweets as well. And Marie Yovanovitch was critical eventually of it. But what they're really critical of, what this really is about, is they don't like President Trump's foreign policy. They don't like his ideas. And they believe that they are being the moral crusaders to stand up against this White House and this president for actually disrupting the status quo overseas. So again, George Kent, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the European Eurasian Bureau. Could you imagine having that on your business card? Going to a cocktail party. Hello, what do you do? Oh, I'm a teacher. I run the European and Eurasian Bureau. I'm also Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Wow, that's a long title. Not to diminish what he does, but that just in the title, it just oozes bureaucracy. It's just, I am a deep state bureaucrat, and my name is George Kent. All right, anyway. So Kent was not on the phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky. So first of all, he's not a witness. I don't believe that's a witness. Someone who heard about something, I know as much about the phone call as George Kent knows about the phone call. Why don't they call me to testify? Hey, Adam Schiff. Call me to testify. I know as much about the phone call. So the question was as follows. So in that circumstance, you were read into the July 25th phone conversation by the lieutenant colonel, but you're not actually on the call. End quote. Kent responds, correct. I've never in 27 years been on a call made by a president of the United States. End quote. Okay, so you know nothing. You know as much as in the transcript. I don't care if you were read in by a conversation. You, sir, are nothing more than a long biography with a impressive long bureaucratic title to try to delegitimize the president using the argument from authority. You know nothing. You know nothing about the actual phone call. You weren't there. You didn't hear something. You're not a witness. You're nothing more than a walking higher education academic equivalent of an argument from authority. So I deal with this all the time at Turning Point USA, where professors basically have these long titles that have been around for 30 years, and they use the logical fallacy to argue from authority. Essentially, it's, I am correct because I have lots of degrees, and therefore I must be right, but I'm not going to prove that I'm right. So sitting next to him was Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor. Again, be very thankful, praise God, if you did not have to watch this, because there's way too much information about deep state bureaucrats I have to share with you for the good of the republic and the good of the country. Okay, so Ambassador Taylor testified about a call one of his staff members reportedly eavesdropped on between the president and Sondland. Think about that. One of his staff members reportedly eavesdropped on a call between the president and Sondland, and then he's the one telling Congress about it. This is like a game of telephone gone wrong. Does everyone know what a game of telephone is? I'm sure you do. Okay, here's how telephone works. You get five people lined up in a room, very quiet room, and you whisper as quietly as you can to the first person something, the Mississippi runs over the Missouri Delta in the middle of the night. And then he'll say it to another person, and he'll say it to another person, and he'll say, by the time you get to the fifth person says, the Mississippi River is really bright in the middle of the night. You're like, no, that's not at all what I said. That's actually not at all. And well, the point being is, the game of telephone, we used to play this all the time growing up, is it demonstrates that hearsay of hearsay of hearsay, people hear one thing and say another, and the transmission of information orally is actually one of the most inefficient ways to transmit information in today's time. Now, if we were dealing 2,000 years ago in oral tradition of the Bible, it'd be something completely different. When you're dealing with something as specific, as important as the impeachment of a president of the United States, you cannot possibly impeach a president of the United States because Taylor claims he heard from the other staff member that they overheard the president mention the investigations to Sondland. Again, the call reportedly took place on July 26th, the day after the president's call with Zelensky on the 25th. So here's basically what happened, is that the president of the United States had this call with Zelensky, and the deep state was going nuts. The deep state was running in circles, and they couldn't help themselves, and they were all having sorts of phone calls, and they were overhearing the phone calls, and they were having lunch meetings about the phone calls, and instead of doing their actual job, which is to preserve and protect the United States and preserve and protect the Constitution and fully execute the duties as enumerated of the President of the United States, they were all chattering about how they could possibly use this against the president. More hearsay, still no quid pro quo. The president mentioned these issues during his July 25th phone call with Zelensky. Of course, he would mention it the day after. This new snippet makes no mention whatsoever of any alleged quid pro quo. Taylor's new testimony is hearsay of hearsay. House Democrats have based this entire sham on what amounts. House Democrats have based this whole sham on what basically amounts to a fourth grade version of deep state telephone. That's what this is. Deep state telephone. Hyper-credentialed, very vengeful, neoconservative, foreign policy, war-focused and obsessed games of telephone. There's another point I really want to make about this that I think everyone's missing, especially with Marie Yovanovitch and how this all ties together. But right now, I am looking at Mr. Producer's Vincero watch. He is just staring at his watch and smiling because he loves this watch so much. Every time I talk about Vincero watches, he smiles and lifts it up. I have not seen Mr. Producer without his Vincero watch since we have started partnering with Vincero watches. And look, you guys know at the Charlie Kirk Show, we put our name behind only very good things because we take pride in our country, we take pride in the free market, and we take pride in the products we partner with. And Vincero is one of them. And one of the first things I always do before we partner with someone is I say, what do people say about it? You know, what do the grassroots say about it? Well, Vincero has over 18,000 five-star reviews. Did you know that? Vincero has 18,000 five-star reviews because their modern timepieces masterfully blend fashion and function into one affordable timepiece. An exclusive deal for us as partners with Vincero, they're offering 15% off your entire order. So just hard stop right here. If you're a guy, you need a Vincero watch. If you know a guy, that guy needs a Vincero watch. Therefore, everyone listening to this program needs a Vincero watch. So it's very simple. Go to VincerOwatches.com. Use the code Kirk, K-I-R-K, for 15% off. Go to VincerOwatches.com. Use the code Kirk. Look, for daily wear, special occasions, or when you work out, a Vincero watch, it really fits the bill. It does a great job. Plus, all the straps are interchangeable and giving you more versatility. Don't forget, Vincero has free worldwide shipping. Whether you're a watch connoisseur or looking for your first timepiece, a Vincero watch is going to exceed your expectations and make you feel more confident. Remember, right now, my listeners get an extra 15% off, so use that code KIRK, K-I-R-K, when you check out. So go to VinceroWatches.com, that's V-I-N-C-E-R-O, watches.com, use the code KIRK for 15% off your entire order. Don't forget that code KIRK. Mr. Producers is smiling, he's just waving that Vincero watch in the air, he's as happy as ever. Be happy like Mr. Producer, get a watch, get a Vincero watch, V-I-N-C-E-R-O, watches.com, use the code KIRK for 15% off. So on Friday, the Murder on the Orient Express, or the Deep State Circus, or the Deep State Game of Telephone, continued. So Marie Yovanovitch testified before the House Intelligence Committee. So who is Marie Yovanovitch, and why does it matter? So she was the former ambassador to Ukraine, and Trump removed her. Democrats have described Yovanovitch as an innocent victim of Trump's foreign policy. Well, look, if President Trump removed her, she probably deserved it, because she was probably a deep state, quasi-pro-Russian plant. And by the way, President Obama was way more sympathetic to Russia than President Trump has been, especially with the production and the supplying of javelins, which is a type of armament and weaponry which is very sophisticated, very lethal, that of which President Obama never approved. So the Democrats are trying to make a big deal out of her testimony. There really wasn't that much takeaway from this testimony, except for the fact that the President of the United States tweeted about her during the testimony. Here's what the Democrats don't want you to know about former Ambassador Yovanovitch. So Zelensky told Trump, quote, "It was great that you were one of the first ones who told me she was a bad ambassador, because I agree with you 100%. Her attitude towards me was far from the best, as she was admired from the previous president and she was on his side. She would not accept me as a new president well enough," end quote. So this is the new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who was saying, look, she was not a good person. I'm glad you got rid of her. So the big part of the story that people are missing is that when asked if she urged Lutsenko not to prosecute, so Lutsenko was a Ukrainian prosecutor. This was first reported by John Solomon previously. She responded, quote, "Conversations about, you need to be sure that, you know, there is a real case that is not politically motivated, that this isn't just harassment and pressure. So those conversations, you know, certainly took place," end quote. So look, Democrats are using the two of them to prop up a narrative that President Trump, through, quote, "irregular channels," whatever that's supposed to mean, sought to remove any barriers to his own self-interested pressure campaign in Ukraine. Barriers like career public service officer Yovanovitch. But three essential facts remain the same. This is so important. One, the only person with firsthand knowledge of the president's thinking, Ambassador Sondland, testified that the president made clear he wanted, quote, "no quid pro quo." Two, President Zelensky and Ukrainian officials have dispelled any and all claims that they were pressured. And three, President Trump has released transcripts of both of his calls with President Zelensky, both of which show he acted completely appropriately. And a fourth one that I'll just add off the top of my head, lethal aid to Ukraine was supplied, that of which the President Obama and the Obama administration never supplied at all. House Democrats' first three star witnesses fell completely flat. Democrat star witnesses have still offered up no firsthand information. They're not witnesses. They're in a game of telephone, of deep state telephone, to take down a president. This was perfectly articulated by Rep. Jim Jordan's takedown of the Democrats' case as he questioned Ukrainian Ambassador Bill Taylor.
And then what you have in front of you is an addendum that Mr. Sondland made to his testimony that we got a couple weeks ago. It says, "Declaration of Ambassador Gordon Sondland. I, Gordon Sondland, do hereby swear and affirm as follows." I want you to look at point number two, bullet point number two, second sentence. "Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky." Now, this is his clarification. Let me read it one more time. "Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky." We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Which, I mean, even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for
it. President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness. Mr. You're Jordan. The guy. You're the guy based on this. Based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
Despite ridiculous grandstanding by House Democrats, no witness has been able to provide any direct knowledge about what the president did or said. This is a sham and a scam. Only someone like Adam Schiff, a failed Hollywood writer, would put together such a sham and a scam hearing such as this. But look, since Yovanovitch has no direct knowledge about anything related to this impeachment, all Democrats could try to do is twist the fact that she was recalled from Ukraine. The bottom line is that ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the president and can be recalled at any reason, the same way President Obama recalled all of George W. Bush's ambassadors back in 2008. After these three failed hearings, the facts remain the same. Disregarding all the hearsay, conjecture, and conspiracy theories, the actual facts show the president did nothing wrong. And so the great irony of this entire thing is the crux of their argument later in the week was the firing of Marie Yovanovitch, something the president has the total right to do, to remove Marie Yovanovitch as ambassador. But she was replaced by Bill Taylor, who's their supposed star witness. They can't have it both ways. Either they will say that Marie Yovanovitch's firing was incorrect and horrible, but President Trump then replaced her with someone that the Democrats are also trying to prop up. And so they are scrambling so hard to find something of substance. It really disappoints me, I have to say, this entire hearing, because there is real evidence, actual evidence in text messages that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and many people in the Obama inner circle spied on President Donald Trump and President-elect Donald Trump and businessman Donald Trump. There's no such evidence here whatsoever. In fact, there's evidence to show the opposite. There's evidence to show WhatsApp message and text messages to show that there was no quid pro quo. This is a premeditated impeachment against a duly elected president of the United States, an impeachment that started 19 minutes after he was sworn in. The deeper we dive into this and the more I learn about the murder on the Orient Express, deep state circus, and the bureaucratic telephone game, the more I come to the conclusion that these individuals hate President Trump's foreign policy, that they were perfectly fine with Russia becoming stronger, with a permanent U.S. occupying force in the Middle East, as long as the corrupt interests in Washington, D.C. continued to call the shots. Everyone listening to this podcast better brush their teeth at least 2, 3, and maybe 4 times is maybe too much. But what do you guys use for your toothbrush? Because I have just been informed about this amazing new product called Quip. Q-U-I-P, Quip. So look, brushing for 2 minutes, you got to do it, like I said, twice, maybe 3 times, 4 might be too much. You got to floss regularly, no matter what brand you use. But Quip makes that so simple, starting with an electric toothbrush. Just got mine. It's very, very good. I got to say, smile's looking better. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. The Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Join over 3 million. Can you believe 3 million people do this? 3 million people get this, and it starts at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Kirk, that's getquip.com/Kirk, right now you'll get your first refill free. So it's getquip.com/Kirk. It gets you in good habits. And here's the why. People brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. It declutters your sink or your cabinet and makes traveling with electric toothbrush easier. So right now, go to Get Quip. Our team, Mr. Producer, is smiling because he's showing off his smile because he too uses that. And he's also got his watch, so he's got both of them. But it's getquip.com/Kirk. That's getquip.com, getquip.com/Kirk. Get your game-changing toothbrush today. I hope you guys have a good idea now of the three deep state bureaucrats that testified in front of Congress. But mind you, impeachment is a political fight. And with a political fight, there's all sorts of different motives and messaging around that. And as political observers noticed this week, the Democrats have a totally new messaging strategy. And I call this the Mockingbird effect. Do you know what the Mockingbird effect is? It's where one person says something rather outrageous, but just outrageous enough that the mainstream networks will take it, and they all start to say it. So what was that word this week? Bribery, 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 bribery. So I mentioned this on Fox and Friends this morning. I had a segment on it. Let's play the clip of my interview with Lisa Booth and Pete Hegseth on Fox and Friends.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi now using the word bribery.
Bribery. That is significant, those choice of words.
She used the term bribery.
Bribery, a new and explicit allegation.
The term bribery.
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 Well, Democrats and their friends in the media shifting their focus to bribery on the first week of impeachment hearings. Well, as we just showed, the media wasting no time following suit.
And here to react to it is Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Charlie, hi.
So, good morning. Thanks
Charlie,
for having me.
Charlie, there was a report that the Democrats tested the word bribery. It polled better with battleground voters. So question to you, if this is just about getting to the truth, why are they poll testing certain language?
Well, it isn't. What you saw in real time there in that short montage is what's called the mockingbird effect, which is one person says something they like and the whole media starts to parrot it within 30 seconds. That's the narrative. They want to talk about bribery or what we actually have evidence of bribery. Boy, I would look at Hunter Biden sitting on the board of Burisma for $83,000 a month. He wasn't on the board of that company because he spoke the language, because he didn't, because he understood the region, because he didn't, because he understood natural gas or oil extraction, because he didn't. It's because of who he was and the family he was connected to. It's disappointing that in this moment in our country's history, where we have a trade deal that needs to be signed, our government is on the verge of being defunded, our military needs to be addressed properly, the media and the Democrats are focused on putting this president on trial over something that never happened and using the word bribery.
So the shift came. This is so, it's so strategic. It's all planned. This came after focus groups in battleground states by the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee showed that voters were less receptive to the Latin legal phrase quid pro quo, which means this for that, than they are to the charges of bribery. They're paying for focus groups of how to best message their impeachment. Newsflash, if you have to run focus groups, your case is not that good. They're trying to a different narrative to see if that works, said House Intelligence Republican Brad Wenstrup from Ohio. Quid pro quo was squashed. If it wasn't, would they still be saying it? And so now they'll try a different term. Do you want to know real bribery, as I mentioned on Fox News? Real bribery is Hunter Biden sitting on the board of Burisma and getting $83,000 a month. $83,000 a month, even though he didn't speak the language, didn't understand the region, knew nothing about Ukraine, him getting paid $83,000 a month, that is bribery. So let's remember, though, the president has an obligation and a right to ensure U.S. aid is not wasted by corruption. I also mentioned this in my Fox News clip. It is completely reasonable that President Trump would have concerns about giving aid to Ukraine, given the country's history of corruption. Did you know that Kurt Volker testified that it was reasonable that President Trump would be concerned about Ukrainian corruption? Bill Taylor noted in his first testimony, remember star witness Bill Taylor, that the United States wished Ukraine would, quote, do more to fight corruption. In his first testimony, Kent, George Kent, we mentioned earlier, said, quote, if you took the roster of the richest Ukrainians, they didn't build value, they largely stole it. That's the way it works in Ukraine. It's where legalized bribery, you want to talk about bribery, that's bribery. The bribery was happening on behalf of Ukrainians bribing Americans like Hunter Biden against our own interests. By the way, the president has scrutinized aid to all sorts of different countries. And so President Obama gives money to the evil Iranians. And there's some real action happening in Iran right now. Keep your eye on Iran. We'll do a segment on this later in the week, most likely. And we're going to do more shows this week as this impeachment stuff heats up. We might actually do four shows. But the president has critiqued and criticized and scrutinized aid to countries all across the world. The president has called out NATO countries that expect substantial U.S. support but are unwilling to meet their own defense spending commitments. On June 1st, 2017, President Trump announced that the United States would end contributions to the so-called Green Climate Fund, which he also noted was, quote, another scheme to redistribute wealth from Americans. On January 5th, 2019, the president criticized congressional Democrats for wanting, quote, billions of dollars for foreign aid, end quote, but only wanting to spend, quote, a small fraction on securing our border. Let's also remember that we cannot trust Adam Schiff. This is so important. He's overseeing all these committees. The fact that it's in the House Intelligence Committee is a total sham. No one should believe a word that he says. And I just want to shout out Elise Stefanik. Elise Stefanik has done such a great job. She's never really, in the past, got me overly excited. I've always had great respect for her, but I had a chance to spend time with her this last weekend. I was so impressed with how she defended the president, defended the facts, made a calm, rational defense of the president of the United States and the Constitution. God bless her and help her out any way you can. She needs it because the left is coming after her full force. The last time Adam Schiff held an open hearing, Adam Schiff lied to the American people by making up a phony transcript of the president's call with Volodymyr Zelensky. During a House Intelligence Committee hearing, did you know that Adam Schiff fabricated a non-existent call between President Trump and President Zelensky? In fact, let's play tape of Adam Schiff making something up. Remember, if things were so impeachable, why do they have to make stuff up?
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, and not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
Adam Schiff lied to the American people by stating that he and his intelligence committee had, quote, not spoken directly with the whistleblower. He lied. He has spoke directly with the whistleblower. And you can listen to our other episode where we did not name the whistleblower. The episode's name is Schmerich Schmarella. We did not name the whistleblower. We did not name the whistleblower. So go to the episode Schmerich Schmarella and hear how we didn't name the whistleblower yourself. With the help of the fake news media, Schiff used secret hearings and selective leaks to help set his narrative and taint the entire process. Schiff kept the American people and the rest of Congress out of his Soviet-style hearings, but used selective leaks to advance his own narrative before anything was public. This follows years of Schiff lying about the Russia hoax. He was the one where he said, look, you can see evidence in plain sight of the issue of collusion. Remember when Schiff said, there is already, in my view, ample evidence in the public domain on the issue of collusion. The president has been exonerated after that Mueller hoax, and Adam Schiff was leading the entire thing. Same with Kavanaugh, same with the Covington kids. We have a guilty until proven innocent standard that the president has to live up to, and it is being led by Adam Schiff. This guy is a scam artist. He is someone who unfortunately has no moral fiber, and he is determined to do everything he possibly can to continue the power that he has vested in him in the United States Congress to destroy this president. It is so disappointing to see our U.S. Congress. By the way, the government's going to run out of money in like 7 days. And if I was the president of the United States, I mean, this is, it could go either way, but this is basically where I'm at with this stuff. He's going to say, wait a second, you're going to put an emergency funding resolution, a CR bill is what they call it, a continuing resolution on my desk while you're impeaching me? No, I'm going to shut down the government just because I'm upset at you. Let's just use some nice mild language. Now, mind you, I don't want to get into the politics of tit for tat and back and forth and quid pro quo, but that's basically where I'm at. They're going to have to put a funding bill on the president's desk, and the president's like, wait a second, you want me to fund the government right now while you're hosting this impeachment nonsense in the House of Representatives? This is so important to understand. The president has real objectives that he wanted to accomplish with this Democrat Congress, an infrastructure bill, USMCA, maybe fix our broken immigration system, build the wall, deport illegals, make English the official language of the United States, stuff that the Democrats actually wouldn't do. But he has an agenda that he was elected on. Instead, the Democrats are running this circus with the Murder on the Orient Express deep state bureaucrat characters of the guilty until proven innocent standard, and the media has gone full Machiavellian. I encourage all of you to read Machiavelli, The Prince. The ends justify the means for them. They don't care. The media doesn't care about facts. They don't care about perspective. They don't care about due process. This is a president who cannot have his lawyers present while he is being publicly criticized by the Democrat Party. He cannot have his own cross-examination. He can't get his message out. This is nothing more than a taxpayer-funded campaign by the Democrats to run campaign commercials in the middle of the day to get the president's favorables down. That's all this is. This is a taxpayer-funded Democrat circus to try to go after Trump in the middle of the day, daytime television, and at night, and to dominate the networks to try to make it seem as if he's unethical, he's corrupt, and he's unfit to be president of the United States. Do not buy into this hoax. This last week was a disgrace. This last week was a Schiff show. And going into this next week, please continue to tune into the Charlie Kirk Show. We will have real-time analysis. We just got done with our amazing campus tour at Turning Point USA. It was phenomenal, unbelievable, the best campus tour we have ever had. You can go to tpusa.com to learn more, to get engaged or involved with our organization. That's tpusa.com. We have an amazing event coming up, the Student Action Summit. We got Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Dan Crenshaw, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the New York Times number one best-selling author Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle. I might make an appearance. I'm kidding. Of course, I'll be there. That's tpusa.com/SAS. That's tpusa.com/SAS. Please, right now, go to your podcast provider, type in The Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe, leave us a review, and leave us a question. We have an AMA that we're going to do, and Ask Me Anything, coming up really soon. So you'll see that in a coming episode. But please stay tuned to The Charlie Kirk Show. We are going to give you the analysis that few other people give. We'll tell it like it is. We'll call balls and strikes. We're going to dive deep. This week's going to be a huge week. Not to mention, we have the Marxist circus this week, which is the next Democrat debate. And again, if you want to get involved in the fight against the left on college campuses, in the fight of our time, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Turning Point USA. Give a contribution. Start a chapter. Attend one of our events. We are on the front lines of America's culture war. Thank you for supporting our podcast, everybody. Give us those 5-star ratings. Go find us. Make sure you're subscribed. Leave us a review. Can you find one friend to do the same? Can you find one friend to also subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show? That helps us more than you could ever possibly imagine. Till next time, this is Charlie Kirk, host of The Charlie Kirk Show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned. This is going to be a big week. Buckle up. We got your analysis straight from the home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking.